The fourth song of hell. It cracked the deep sleep in my head. A heavy thunderclap, and I jerked awake like a man dragged from bed, and put my rested eye to work. I pulled myself up straight. I stared all around. I wanted to know where we were. The brink, to tell the truth, is where I found myself of the valley, the sorrowful abyss collecting the thunder that's infinite sadness's sound. Darkness, deepness, clouds of mist. My sight strained for the bottom, for something defined. There wasn't anything that I could distinguish. Now we go down there, the world that's blind, the poet began, in a deathly pallor. I'll be first, and you'll come behind. And I, well aware of his color, said, how can I, with you fearful? You're the one who turns my doubts to valor. He to me, it's the agony of the people down there. The white that paints my face is pity. You think fright's responsible. We've got to go. The long way insists. With that, he made himself and then had me enter the first circle binding the abyss, which, as I listen, seems where it is not sobs but sighs that shake forever's air. Pain that will not physically agonize is afflicting many multitudes, each vast, of women, of men, of babies. The good teacher to me, not going to ask whom you see now about these spirits, I'd have you know before you walk past that they did not sin, and if they had merit, it weren't enough. They did not have baptism, the gateway to faith, as you believe in it. And if they were prior to the Christianism, they didn't worship God as one ought to. And as these are, am I. I'm like them. Because of such flaws, and no other taboo, we're helpless. But only an insult must be withstood. Live hopeless. Always to want to, never to do. Great pain gripped my heart. I understood. People of stature were suspended in this limbo for good. Tell me, my teacher, tell me, dear sir, I began, out of a wish to hear it validated, the faith that conquers all error. Did anyone ever get out through personal merit or another's and then go on to salvation? Easily reading my words secret, he replied, I was new to this situation. When I saw one come here absolutely potent, crowned with the sign of domination. He took a soul away, the shade of our first parent, and that of his son Abel, and of Noah, of law-giving Moses, the obedient, Abraham the patriarch, and David the ruler, Israel, together with his father and his offspring, and his Rachel, think of all he did for her. and many more ascended into his blessing. And I would have you know that before those, there'd never, of any human spirit, been a rescuing. We don't stop for him to say this, but stroll straight on the whole time through a forest, I should say, of jam-packed souls. We'd added little to our journey's progress since this side of my sleep when I saw a fire beating back the dome of the darkness. Although we were still a little far, we weren't so distant I couldn't see in part that this was a place of people to admire. O you who honor knowledge and art, who are these people being shown such honor? What keeps the other's condition and theirs apart? And that one to me, the honorable wonder over them of your lives up above is music, earning them heaven's grace, which moves them onward. A voice I heard then came quick, "Show honor to the highest poet. His shade returns. He who departed is back." And when the voice paused and was quiet, I saw that four large shades were coming our way, each of their faces without gloom or joy in it. Then the good teacher began to say, "Look at the one holding the sword, going first, as if the three were in his sway. He is Homer. Poetry's sovereign lord. Next comes Horace, whose poems bite. Ovid is third, and Lucan lastly fourth. Since I and these individuals unite the title you heard one voice alone outpour, they do me honor, and by so doing do right." So I saw in assembly the glorious core of that lord of the highest song, who's as far above the rest as eagle can soar. After they'd talked among themselves, not long, they turned and gestured. Salute seemed what they meant. My teacher smiled along. There was greater honor yet for me to experience. They made me one of them, their fellow maker, and a sixth of such uncommon sense. Then we walked together all the way to the flare, speaking of things as excellent now not to tell as it was to say them when I was there. We came to the foot of a noble castle that seven surrounding high walls enclosed, with a lovely little circle of a stream for outer obstacle. As though this were hard earth, across we go. I entered seven gates with this wise company. Then we came upon a fresh green meadow of people with the slow eyes of dignity and the powerful face of accomplishment. They seldom spoke. When they did, it was gently. There we withdrew a little and went where it was so high, bright, and spacious that we could distinguish everyone present. And there, all along the green varnish, the magnificent spirits were shown to me, and that I saw them. I is bliss. I saw Electra with many of her tree, among whom I could recognize Hector and Aeneas, and Caesar in armor with a falcon's eyes intensity. I saw Camilla's shade and Penthesilea's, and elsewhere Latinus the king at the side of his daughter Lavinia at rest. I saw the Brutus who drove out Tarquin, Lucretia, Julia, Marcia, Cornelia, and alone, off by himself, Saladin. When I'd lifted the lashes a little higher, I saw the teacher of the ones with the knowledge sitting among his philosophical familia. All gaze at him, all pay homage. This is where I saw Socrates and Plato, a little in front of the other's vantage. Democritus, earth's as it is by dice throw. Diogenes, Anaxagoras, Thales, Empedocles, Heraclitus, and Zeno. I see the good collector of the qualities, Dioscorides, that is, and Orpheus. I see Cicero, Linus, Seneca, famous for morality, geometry's Euclid, and Ptolemy, Hippocrates, Avicenna, Galen, Averroes, who made the great commentary. I cannot sketch, much less portray, each one. The long theme's on my trail, it's my pursuer. Time after time, the telling falls short of what was done. The band of six thins to a pair. By a different way, the wise leaders led out of the still and through the shaking air. I come to a place where nothing that makes light is.